Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble ourselves before you, asking for mercy. Oh, God, while we're down here praying, look down on us, Lord Jesus. Search our hearts, Lord. Anything that's not right or pleasing to you, be merciful and forgive us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, search our hearts thoroughly. Oh, my God, and fill our hearts with love. Fill our hearts with your spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will meet us during this broadcast, that you will speak to every listener who is tuned into this broadcast this evening. Lord, touch somebody's mind, touch somebody's heart. Lord, somebody's desiring to be healed. Touch and heal their bodies, oh God. Move upon them right now. Work wonders, Lord Jesus. We know you're able. Make them whole, Lord. Raise them up that they may do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the desire of their hearts. Oh, Lord God, bless them according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will let your word go out. Let it reach everyone who's listening. Let a blessing come upon them. Lord, minister to each of us through your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're waiting to hear from you. We're waiting for a word from you, oh God. Yes. Speak, Jesus. Speak to our minds and to our hearts. Help us to open our hearts and to open our ears that we may hear and receive your word. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord God, that you will give us guidance, that you will take us by the hand, Lord, and lead us all the way, oh God, in the ways and the path that you will have us to go. Lord, order our steps and keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, for the souls who don't know you tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will touch their minds and their hearts and that you will reveal yourself unto them. Lord, that you will save the souls that are lost. Have mercy on them, Lord. Stay the hand of death and give somebody a chance to repent of their sins and turn from their ways. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Look on the backslider. Help the backsliders to return unto you. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh God. Have your way and let your will be done. Lord, bless us. Lord, in the broadcast tonight, Lord, have your way and let your will be done. We believe it, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for grace tonight, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for answering us, Lord. We praise you, and we magnify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for all things, and we ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. At this time, I will be reading from the 27th number of Psalms. That's the 27th number of Psalms, and I will be reading from the King James Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacles of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the entire 27th number of Psalms. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Cynthia and also the prayer. And we want to thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hamid, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Jones family, for Sister Betty Jones and her family, for the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are also requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would come on back and render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. There's an echo here. All right, I'm going to play this selection. Praise God, praise the Lord. To all of our broadcast listeners, we thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And at this time, we want to get ready to go into the Word of God. And we want you to prepare your hearts to receive God's Word, because we know that God's Word is precious, and His Word is what we have to have in order to make it to that kingdom of God. So let's get ready for the Word. Praise God. And the title of the message tonight is Prepare to Meet Your God. That's the title. And this is going back to the 1990s, I believe 1995, this Word of God was preached. Prepare to Meet Your God. It's a pre-recorded message. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Praise God.
It's May from Christian Temple, and I'm happy to come again live right here in the studio. We have good news for you tonight. We want you to keep that station locked, because the Word of God must come forth. Praise God. We're going to go into a word of prayer at this time. Turn your hearts and minds to the Lord. You may be on your job. You may be driving along in your car. But wherever you are, turn your hearts and minds to Jesus as we bow our heads in a word of prayer. Maybe you cannot bow your head, but just meditate. Just think a while as we go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for one more day, how you spared our lives, oh Lord, and allowed us to come over the airwaves. Wait one more time, Lord. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. We pray that you meet us here, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Send our way, Lord Jesus. Send your anointed, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Pray that you touch some heart, Lord. Touch some mind, Lord Jesus. Touch some soul, Lord Jesus. Look on that soul, Lord. That may be grieving, Lord. That may be burning down. That may be sick in your body. We want you to touch us. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Touch us now, Lord Jesus. We know you're here with the most fabulous soul, Lord. We know you're able to lift the burden, Lord. You're able to save, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord Jesus. Somebody that is bound and cannot be free. We want you to touch them. In my word, let us make break the yoke of bond. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Lift that heavy burden, Lord. Somebody can carry the heavy burden. We want you to lift it tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the way out of nowhere. Open up a door that is closed. In the name of Jesus. We went into the institution. Touch, Lord Jesus. Deliver more. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God. The thought I want to leave with you
meet the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I believe when you meet the Lord, you come face to face with the individual.
Yes.
You come into contact
yes.
with the individual.
Amen.
You see, what are these things? You want to come into contact
yes,
with God.
What
if you don't come into contact
yes,
with God right now, one day,
yes, yes.
you're going to come into contact
yes,
with the Lord.
Yes,
and it's not going to be on your terms.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be the way you think.
Yes,
say in 35:8, said in the way and in highway shall be made, in the way,
yes.
And it shall be called the way of holiness. God is calling for a holy way. God is calling for a clean way. God, oh my God, hallelujah, yes, sir. My God is calling for clean people. Oh my God, God is real. And God, when he speaks, he means that's what he said. God is a God that cannot lie. God is a God that will not fail. But he said in the way shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Holy is the way. Holy is the way. God is looking for clean people, a sanctified people, a people that have set themselves apart from the world. Those who are clean themselves.
To Jesus, whatever it is that's keeping you from being saved, give it to the Lord. And if you don't know him and you want to get to know him, now is the time to receive prayer, believe God, repent of your sins, and ask God in your heart to forgive you of your sins, all wrongdoing. And I believe God, if you do this, I believe God will bless your soul. And if there's anyone out there that's weak, maybe you strayed away. Oh, my God, maybe you didn't want to, but because you got weak and you just gave up, now's the time you can gain strength and come back to the Lord while he's calling. As we prepare our hearts for prayer, glory to God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the word of God that has come before us. Help us to receive the word of God into our heart. Oh, my God, I pray that you have mercy on us, that you will touch us right now, Lord. You know all about us. You know our hearts. You know our minds. You know our desires. We pray that you touch us right now, Lord. Help us to go through. Pray, God, that you look on those souls out there in radio land, those who may have gotten weak and need strength. We pray that you touch them right now. Give them strength, O Lord. Give them courage. Help them to come back to you, O Lord. Help them to give their lives to you, seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. Help them to give themselves to you to submit to the will of God. Help them to commit their way unto you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know you're able to do all things. We know you're able to save to the uttermost. Forgive sins today. Blot out of transgressions. Be merciful to the people, O Lord. Oh, my God, give strength to them that are weak. and look on those that are sick and going through afflictions in their bodies with the burdens of their heart. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able to deliver them. You're able to heal. You're able to save. And you're able to forgive sins and blot out of the transgressions. Be merciful, O Lord. Continue to bless. Continue to send your word on this broadcast. And we pray that you touch every listener tonight. Have mercy. Grant the petitions. Work it out, O Lord. That trouble, O Lord, that's in that home. We pray that you bind that devil. Cast him out, O Lord. Move the trouble out of the way. Help them, O Lord, to get to you, to get to know you in the person of your salvation. We pray that you touch right now, O Lord. We know you're able to do it, O Lord. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to send forth your word. Help somebody to receive the word of God that they might live thereby. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on this world. Look on the countries, the nations. Oh, my God, have mercy on the people, oh, Lord. We know you're a merciful God. Touch right now, oh, Lord. Stay the hand of death. Oh, my God, help somebody to change the way that they're living and give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, oh, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to send your word. Continue to have your way. And let the will of Christ be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for the souls. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. We pray that you continue to bless, and we will bless thy name and give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight and now at this time. Praise God. We're going to have remarks from our ministers, and also I believe Evangelist Cynthia had a song that she wanted to sing or she wanted to play. She can, while she's getting that together, we're going to have remarks from our ministers.
Stay long.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell saying, prepare to meet your God. And she really preached. We have, you know, we prepare for other things down here. But if we haven't prepared to meet our God, we will find ourselves out of time to get ready to see God face to face. When we stand before God, we can't start fasting and praying then. We have to do all that we can, all of that preparation prior to meeting with God. I enjoy the word of God. I want to say to you, Evangelist May, keep on preaching the word of God.
Man, praise the Lord. Thank God for the gospel truth broadcast and for that anointed message. It may have come many years ago, but that message is just so powerful right now in this moment, coming across the airwaves. And I thank the Lord for it. And I want to encourage you to just take this word of God in and prepare to meet your God. It's important that we be prepared, because one day the Lord is surely going to call us out of this world. And if we're not prepared, we can lose out with God. But the Lord is merciful, and he's a loving God. He wants us to be saved. Amen. And as she began to preach that message, I thought about how the cry was made in Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and how the Lord began to just cry out through this prophet, saying, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. The Lord is pointing it all out. Whatever wrong is going on in your life, whatever sin you're committing, it's time to get repentance, get forgiveness. Repent and get forgiveness. so that you won't be lost, so you'll be prepared to meet your God. I want to say to you, Amanda's Maid, continue to preach the word of God, and I encourage everyone once again, take the word of God in for yourself and live by it every day. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message again, letting us know to prepare to meet our God. Amen. We're in the makeup room. Amen. Yes. Just like you go and sit at your vanity and put your makeup on. Hallelujah. You ought to go down to the altar and take hallelujah and let God make you all over. Jeremiah said, come on down to the potter's house. And let him make a record work on the wheel so he can make you all over again. Prepare to meet your God. Get on your beautiful garments. Lay at the feet of Jesus and cry out unto him until he make you all over again. Hallelujah. I'm glad about the word tonight. I tell you, I'm stirred up about God's word. Amen. We're living in the last days and perilous times, and the world is getting wickeder and wickeder. The saints are walking away from God. They're turning their back on God. They're picking up everything else, finding everything else to do rather than serve God. But I want to let you know tonight that you better prepare to meet your God. That same God you said brought you out. That same God you said that filled you with the Holy Ghost. You better prepare to meet him because he's on his way. Praise God. I just thank God for the word. I'm stirred up.
Good. Amen. Because it's real, and he's not playing, and we ought not to be playing church.
I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, to take the word of God in, apply it unto your hearts, and live by it. And I guarantee you, you'll be saved if you apply that word to your heart and live by it. Amen. I'm just going to play this song tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I enjoyed that coming to the youth. We love Jesus. We're children of the kingdom. We are children of the kingdom also. We may be adults, but we are children of the kingdom. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through the youth. On tonight, I thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through our evangelist, sound like they're stirred up and ready to go. And that's what we want. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everyone that's tuned in to the broadcast on tonight. We want to say we'll be back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. This is the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And if that's all, we say God bless you and good night.